The process alone seems pretty slipshod. Arizona's Secretary of State has expressed alarm over accounts of ballots being left unattended and untrained workers using different rules to count ballots, all of which the audit's official Twitter account disputed as baseless claimies, which doesn't exactly fill you with confidence about their attention to detailees. And it is genuinely insane to swoop into a county that, remember, has already done multiple audits of its election count, finding no evidence of fraud, with the attitude of, okay, but what if we do it this time? And it gets even worse when you consider the Secretary of State is now receiving death threats. And all of this is so that they can chase down crazy conspiracy theories like this one.
There's accusations that 40,000 ballots were flown in.
To Arizona?
Into Arizona, and it was stuffed into the box, okay? And it came from the southeast part of the world, Asia, okay? And what they're doing is to find out if there's bamboo in the paper.
Why do you check for
because
bamboo?
Because they use bamboo in their paper processing.
Who's they?
People in Southeast Asia.
Wow. Southeast Asians attempted to sway the 2020 election in Arizona via bamboo ballots.
And so I think what the reality is as a party, we have to have an internal look and a full accounting as to what led to January 6th. I mean, right now it's basically the Titanic. We're like, you know, in the middle of this slow sink, we have a band playing on the deck telling everybody it's fine. And meanwhile, as I've said, you know, Donald Trump's running around trying to find women's clothing and get on the first lifeboat. And I think there's a few of us that are just saying, guys, this is not good, not just for the future of the party, but this is not good for the future of this country.
Voter fraud.
This election was stolen.
Where is the evidence? Right here, Sean.
Molly Bobbins, why does the GOP want to stop minorities from voting?
Because they know minorities won't vote for them.
Is that why Papa called Tucker Carlson a stupid head?
Young man, you know you're forbidden to use those words, Tucker and Carlson.
What may we say when we're frustrated with Republican leadership, Molly Bobbins?
Well, there is one word, but it's very long and difficult to pronounce. Perhaps if I sing it. It's GOP's a cult for scammers, liars, thugs and traitors. Old and rich and mostly male, good Christian loving haters. Moscow Mitch and Cancun Ted and all their imitators. Plus Matt Gaetz, the Norman Bates of liars, thugs and traitors. Jim Jordan is a scary twit whose scandals are quite crass. Ron Johnson is an idiot. Josh Hawley, what an
this
ass. There's Tommy Tubes and Marco Rubes and Ben Marjorie, a bitchy backward bunch of boobs, now throw in Lady G. Oh, GOP's a cult for scammers, liars, thugs and traitors. Facts don't stand a chance in hell for Fox's commentators. Tucker, Sean and Lara are prolific nauseators. Boebert plus McCarthy equals liars, thugs and traitors. Of course, there are those who say it backwards to show off. Traitors, liars, thugs and scammers, cult is the GOP. The country's in the toilet from the liar they applaud. And still they won't admit or call the orange fraud a fraud. But I know we will make it, and I'll tell you how I know. Cause finally in the White House there's a leader we call Joe. So please don't be a GOP brain liar, thug or traitor. We need more solutions, not another agitator. Lies are wrong, truth is right, and no one likes a hater. Brotherhood's our common good and makes us even greater. So don't be a schmuck like Tucker, be more like Ruth Bader. With our states united, all America is greater.
Thanks, Jen. I have questions on a couple different topics. First, given the number of former Obama administration officials that are now in this Biden administration and the president's relatively light schedule, there's a growing perception that this is really just the third term of President Obama. What do you say to people who say that?
Who were saying that? Who's saying that?
You hear that a lot in the media.
Who in the media?
Different people.
Like,
well, there was lots of questions about when you had Japanese Prime Minister Suga here on the one and only so far in-person bilateral head of state meeting. It was Vice President Kamala Harris who greeted the Prime Minister. Many people found that odd. She's already taking independent one-on-one calls with key allies like Prime Minister Morrison and Justin Trudeau. So I just want to get your reaction to people who question that.
Well, it's hard to react when I don't know what people you're talking about.
Take, for example, the uproar over this New York Post story that claimed that copies of a children's book written by Vice President Kamala Harris were being given to migrant kids in their welcome kits. That tale from the border didn't just border on BS. This was USDA grade A bullshit. And the reporter who wrote the story resigned, claiming she was forced to make it up. But the damage was done. Pumped out over the airwaves at the bullshit factory, also known as Fox News.
A sickness that is new to doctors and an attorney is using it as an excuse for suspected Capitol Hill rioters. It is called Foxitis. You know Foxitis, aka watching too much Fox News. But will the judge actually buy it?
Are you or a loved one suffering from Foxitis? A serious medical condition affecting many older Americans and people who are hoarding canned goods in their sheds. Symptoms of foxitis include irritable gut fill, Bartterell mononucleosis, swollen Ainsley, blood in your Ducey, Ingram toenail, Janine pyroids, Tucker carcinoma, Kaylee McAnal cyst, and Schonertal warts. Thankfully, there is a cure. Introducing Off, from the makers of Mute and Change the Channel.
To stop those monsters, 1, 2, 3. Here's a fresh new way that's trouble-free. It's got Paul Anka's guarantee.
Guarantee void in Tennessee. Just don't look, just don't look. Just don't look, just don't look.
Wrinkles.
Homer, stop looking!
Don't make us poke your eyes out, Dad!
Oh.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Thanks for the songs from Husker Du, Randy Rainbow, The Eagles, The Clash, and Betty Midler. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Leonard Nimoy, Seth Meyers, Colin Jost, Liz Cheney, Ron DeSantis, John Oliver, Jen Psaki, Emerald Robinson, Jim Acosta, The Late Show, Paul Anka, Lisa Simpson, Homer Simpson, and Marge Simpson, and Timothy Leary.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line.
the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Wait, sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
There was Anthony Stabile.
Imagine there's no countries.
Frankie Carbone.
It isn't hard to do.
And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy.
Money kill or die for.
And his guys, Frankie the Wop.
No religion too.
Imagine all the people.
Freddie No Nose. And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother.
They say I'm a dreamer.
And you had Nikki Eyes.
Not the only one.
And Mikey Francesi.
I hope someday you'll join us.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like.
The word delivers one, but there's one.
Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go. And you ask your mom, please, but she still says no. You miss two classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. You
gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
House, if that's the clothes you're gonna wear, I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, what's that noise? Oh, mom, you're just jealous, it's the Beachy Boys.
You gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
Gotta fight.
Fight for your right to party. Gotta 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 fight for your right to party.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing lad, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour.
Well, that just happened. That smoosh up was created by Little Roger and the Goosebumps back in 1978.
You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
Again.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
This is Janet McKean from Cairo, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, hands-on radio.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
At last, a do-it-yourself fallout shelter from
Survival.
A shelter that will adequately protect you and your family from the devastating effects of
nuclear fallout and falling debris.
A Survive-All shelter is engineered and designed for simple assembly, takes just a weekend's time, and is civil defense approved.
Survive-All basement-type shelters are FHA approved. No money down, up to 5 years to pay.
Learn how easy it is to assemble a Survive-All do-it-yourself fallout shelter today.
The time is now. Protect your family against atomic attack and deadly nuclear fallout. See a Survive-All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Al Margolis of Chester, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Voter suppression. The Republican war on facts, snacks, and democracy. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The January 6th insurrection was one way to try to overthrow democracy, incite a mob to ransack the Capitol, and threaten to kill key leaders who dared renounce Donald Trump's big lie that Joe Biden stole the 2020 election. People were killed and injured. Public property was damaged. But Congress still counted the Electoral College votes, delayed by only about 12 hours. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland called the insurrection the most dangerous threat to democracy he has witnessed.
And in the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat we face comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Now a more sophisticated effort to subvert democracy is underway. Across the country, voter suppression bills are being rushed through Republican-controlled state legislatures. These, coupled with partisan gerrymandering that will follow the 2020 U.S. Census results, could erase a century and a half of struggle and progress for voter rights in this country, potentially allowing permanent control of our government by a white supremacist minority. The Brennan Center for Justice has been tracking these bills and, as of April 1st, had counted an astounding 361 of them in 47 states. Georgia and Arizona have already enacted significant voter suppression laws. Both states were Republican strongholds for decades. In 2020, Joe Biden won them both, as did Democratic Senate candidates Mark Kelly in Arizona and John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in Georgia. Biden's win in those states and the loss of those three Senate seats and thus control of the U.S. Senate was a devastating defeat for the Republican Party. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, reacted on the Fox News channel shortly after the election, saying,
"If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again."
Republicans have heeded Graham's warning, flooding the country with strikingly similar bills designed to restrict and deter voting with the help of the right-wing group ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council.
As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections quite candidly goes up as the voting populace goes down.
That's the late conservative activist Paul Weyrich in 1980, articulating a long-standing tenet of GOP electoral strategy. This is Mother Jones journalist Ari Berman, the author of Give Us the Ballot, The Modern Struggle for Voting Rights in America, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
The issue is not Democrats versus Republicans. The issue is Republicans versus democracy. They're making it harder for everybody to vote.
The bills target traditionally Democratic voters, primarily in communities of color and urban centers, through a range of tactics, from purging voter rolls and felon disenfranchisement to strict requirements for photo identification, imposing voter registration barriers, making drastic cuts to early absentee and mail-in voting, and reducing or eliminating curbside voting, ballot drop box locations, and the number and capacity of polling places. There's also a concerted effort to bring back the Jim Crow era tactic of aggressive voter intimidation by partisan so-called poll watchers. In Arizona, Republican Governor Doug Ducey just signed a bill that could purge over 100,000 voters from the early mail-in voting list. In Georgia, even more voters were purged prior to the 2018 election, purged by the Republican candidate for governor, Brian Kemp, who was then Secretary of State, overseeing the very election he would later narrowly win. Senator Raphael Warnock, in his first floor speech as a U.S. senator, said,
I hail from a state that purged 200,000 voters from the roll one Saturday night in the middle of the night. We know what's happening here. Some people don't want some people to vote.
Georgia's new draconian so-called election integrity law delivered a slew of voter suppression methods, even criminalizing giving food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Florida enacted its voter suppression law, including the ban on providing voters with snacks and water. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis angered Florida news broadcasters by giving an exclusive live interview to Fox and Friends, reportedly Trump's favorite program, as he signed the bill into law. News of democracy's death may be greatly exaggerated, however, as grassroots activism to protect the right to vote gathers momentum. Public Citizen, Common Cause, Black Voters Matter, Indivisible, and other groups are pushing Congress to pass historic pro-democracy legislation this year. H.R. 1-S1, the For the People Act, would restore and expand the protections of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, gutted by the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision in 2013. It would immediately render most of these voter suppression bills illegal. Massive public pressure will be needed to get the For the People Act through the Senate. As the late voting rights icon, Congressmember John Lewis wrote in his final essay published last summer on the day of his funeral, quote, "Democracy is not a state. It's an act, and each generation must do its part by getting in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble," John Lewis wrote. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 45. And on Sunday, scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 46 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
We'll be right back.
Like a number. big old mouth, they like hazy and saying, yes, sir. I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best firm chinchilla. I've been ill and chain smokers. How you think I got the name over? I've been real, the game's over. Call back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum, the game's been a wrap.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new balance.
Volume, pump up the volume. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. Volume, pump up the volume. Pump that bass.
Please, would you mind saying that again?
Stop smiling.
life, we still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid. Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Yo, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm a spark, rainbow, free for wild. And when I see pimping, baby.